There are so many things right now that we're trying to navigate and troubleshoot. And I actually have a really simple problem-solving slash brainstorming question that's going to help you. So today we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 25,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, everyone, so here we are. And as of the recording right now, it is March 22nd, and I've been adjusting the content because, man, we've got things changing rapidly, and I want to make sure that I continue to offer things that are relevant to you. And I actually have a cool freebie that I've offered before, and I want to make sure you guys are aware of it, especially since a lot of us right now are doing the whole quarantine thing and everybody's talking about binge watching Netflix, and certainly have fun with that. And I was talking to my family the other day, and we were talking about some movies that we wanted to watch and fun things for the family. But I also think it's a great opportunity for us as sales professionals to embrace some growth and put on that humble student's cap. So I have a freebie that's going to help you with it, and I have 300, actually it's over 300, so we'll call it 300 plus audio sales lessons, absolutely free. There's no catch. There's no sign up. You're not going to, you know, one of these things where it's free access, but you got to pay to play. No, man, it's all 100% free. All you got to do is go to yoursalesplaybook.com/app, A-P-P, yoursalesplaybook.com/app. So today we're going to be talking about a problem-solving question for challenging times, because guess what? These are challenging times. I mean, it's changing day to day. And this problem-solving question, I want you to think about it from multiple angles. Now, I'm going to be giving you examples of how you can use this question. It is a fill-in-the-blank question. And I want you to think about it in terms of how you can troubleshoot things from your perspective, and think about it from both the business perspective as well as the challenges that you have right now in your life as a result of this, things with the family and the quarantine thing that's going on. So think about it from that perspective as well. I, of course, want you to think about it from the perspective of your prospects and your clients as well. But also, we're going to go at it from the perspective of the sales team that you belong to and how you can get a few more brains into this whole troubleshooting thing, because it's a great time to band together. And I have to say, as a very quick side note, for those of you who've been on LinkedIn, you know exactly what it is when I say that there's these screenshots that I've been seeing that are incredible. And you see these screenshots of the Zoom conferences that sales teams are having amongst themselves. And right there on their computer screen, you see all the little squares of the faces of their sales team. And I think this is a really important time to have that kind of interaction with your team. Now, you might be thinking, well, Castain, we are doing that. We're having a conference call. And that's great. And in fact, many of the companies that I'm working with, they're moving over to a daily call just to make sure. And some of them twice a day, believe it or not. It's a brief call. And the first one is more all business, right? Hey, what do we have going? What are some challenges? What are we hearing out there? Anybody have any ideas to get us through these challenges that we have? And then at the end of the day, they're applauding successes, but they're making sure in that meeting to do something that they really can't do anymore because they're not seeing each other. And it's kind of a shoot the shit type of portion of it, and kid around. And what some of these teams are doing, and I say, what the hell? They're saying, hey, we're going to have a happy hour at 5 o'clock. Now, you don't have to worry about people drinking and driving anymore because we're all doing the quarantine thing. So you're allowed to have fun, folks. And these things are very important to build team morale. But the whole point of this little tangent was to emphasize the importance of seeing a human face when you're stuck indoors. So that conference call that you've been doing, maybe you've been doing it all along, I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's good enough anymore. I think that we have to see each other. We have to see the other humans out there. We have to see someone smiling and laughing along with us and giving us the cheers with whatever their adult beverage of choice is. So just something to think about. So this is a problem-solving question. I've talked about it before. You are not allowed to dismiss this because of its simplicity. Some of the most lethal things that we can be doing in sales and in business and in life are the things that others dismiss because they were too simple and not sexy enough and not sophisticated enough. And I promise you what I'm about to teach you isn't sexy. It isn't sophisticated. I think it might be a step up if we call it Sales 101 because it's so damn basic. But the whole point is, if you're not doing it, who gives a shit? I mean, seriously, if you're not doing it, who cares if it's Sales 101 or basic or not sexy? It's an opportunity for you to embrace something that others aren't and that can help you get through a tough time. So it's a troubleshooting question, and it's also a brainstorming question. So the question goes like this. Again, fill in the blank. In what ways can I, and you can use it for whatever it is that's challenging you right now. But you can also use it as a group brainstorming question. So if we've got this thing in place right now where we're doing more of these conference calls with our sales team. Well, yeah, I said before, part of what they're doing is shooting the shit and having a little happy hour. That's cool. Absolutely do that. But we're also not trying to maintain the frat house either, right? I mean, that's not the only purpose of this whole thing. We got to pay the bills too. So one of the things that you can be doing to make that time together a lot more productive is just using this fill-in-the-blank brainstorming question. So let me give you some examples of how you can use this question. Now, today's session is really about teaching you how to fish. I'm not going to be feeding you today. What I do a lot of the time is I say, here are three things that you can do. Here are five things that you can do. And I kind of help you along and give you the answer. But today, I really want to teach you how to fish so that we can take a very simple concept and make it limitless for you. Because that's what you need right now. So one of the things that you can do is, and in fact, you've heard me talk about this. Isn't everybody saying that we should be more helpful right now? And see, that's very important. But I'm also very leery of what I call soundbite advice. You have to add more value. You have to be more helpful. You have to be more kind. I call it soundbite advice because it's guaranteed to get you a bunch of likes and get in the crowd yelling amen. But it doesn't tell you how. So we've been around this kind of thing in sales forever. And I'm not blaming people or you or me or anyone else. I'm just saying that saying things in a general way at a time right now where you need specifics is not going to help anything. So you've got to create those specifics. And the way that you could do it right now with the fill in the blank troubleshooting question, in what ways can I help? In what ways can I help? And I want you, when you ask that question, to ask it two different ways and with two different thinking caps. In what ways can I help from a free perspective? See, that's going to give you a very different set of answers. But you cannot just ask, in what ways can I help in terms of free things that you could do, that free things that I could do for my clients and prospects? We also have to think, in what ways can I help with paid products and services? Now, I want to be very clear because that might have offended some of you. Helping someone with a paid service doesn't mean gouging. It doesn't mean kicking them when they're down. I'm not talking about that. But if you truly have products and services right now that could save them time and money and headaches, and that you can help them to have better relationships with their clients, which they need right now, better employee morale, which they need right now. Do you see what I'm saying? If you can help them in one area and free up time and money and headaches, and now they're able to put some of the energy, time, resources into a part of their business right now where they desperately need it, that's really, really important. So again, the first question is, not only in what ways can I, but when we fill in the blank, in what ways can I help? But also, you're going to ask this of yourself and just try to think what you can do. Now, when you have a sales meeting, why don't you ask your boss, hey, I have this crazy sales training guy I listen to. And he proposed this brainstorming thing. He's nutty. He curses on his podcast or whatever. I don't know. And he came up with this crazy idea, and it might just work. I want to use this fill-in-the-blank thing, in what ways can I? But I want to brainstorm it with the team and change that to, in what ways can we? So in this case right here, you can ask it of your team, in what ways can we be more helpful? And you can look at it, you can direct that conversation to, in what ways can we be more helpful in a free capacity? In what ways can we be more helpful in a paid capacity? So that's one of the things you can do. And by the way, you can also ask a version of this question to your clients, because I say a version because I don't know that it would be overly appropriate right now to call up your clients and say, or your prospects and say, in what ways can I be more helpful while you're paying me? Right? Probably not the best question to ask now, but you could certainly ask, hey, Miss Client, Mr. Client, Ted, Bob, Ann. Just make sure their names are Ted, Bob, or Ann. Because Bob might get a little shitty if you call him Ann. I'm just saying, everybody's a little high strung right now. And he might want to virtually knock your effing jaw loose. Because right now we're practicing social distancing. So it would be a social beating of the shit out of you. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, ask them, hey, in what ways could I be more helpful? Because it's very important that you keep, you know, your finger on the pulse and understand what's needed. Okay, so that's the first thing. Another way that you can use this question. In what ways can I prospect in a more kinder, more empathetic way? You can go to your sales team, change the question up from I to we. In what ways can we prospect in a kinder, more empathetic way? Here's one right now. And again, these are in no particular order. I'm just trying to give you ideas that you guys can run with it and do some better things than what I'm giving you. We're learning how to fish today. You guys are going to go, I'm not going to do the fishing for you. I might do the fishing for you. Maybe with you. Maybe we'll go and we'll do some virtual fishing, because I'm in the mood for seafood now that I brought a little fish and chips. Washed down with a nice beer, and then we'll have some cigars. Anyway, in what ways can I move a prospect off the fence of indifference or off that fence of indecision without being insensitive? Let me say that again. It's a mouthful. In what ways can I move a prospect off the fence of indecision without being insensitive? Isn't this a time right now where a lot of people, it's just easier for them not to give you a decision? Right? Isn't it a time right now where they're becoming more distracted? So you could ask this of your sales team too, to get the power of everybody's brains getting on this. Of course, unless you work with imbeciles, then you don't want the power of their brain in this. But if you work with some fairly smart people, what the hell? In what ways can we move a prospect off the fence of indecision without being insensitive? Right? Isn't that the big thing right now? Kinder, being more empathetic, being more sensitive. But don't assume that you know all the answers to that. Because even though we were supposed to be doing this all along, these are very different times right now. And don't you dare do yourself the disservice of not formalizing this thought process, both of yourself and also with the collective brain power of your team. Here's another one. using the in what ways can I fill in the blank thing? In what ways can I be more productive when working from home? And it may sound like the same thing, but sometimes tweaking the question a little will give you a different answer. In what ways can I manage my time better working from home? And of course, you could turn it over to your team. In what ways can we be more productive when working from home? Here's one too, right? And this is a very real problem. In what ways can we keep some smartass from flushing the toilet when we're on a conference call or we're trying to do a demo? And don't laugh, folks. This stuff really happens because I'm not going to say which Castain did it, but we have two Castains in sales right now. And one of the Castains was doing a demo the other day. Another Castain, who's never had to worry about this before, decided to let out a burp so loud and so powerful that it could crack your back on the second floor. We've never had to worry about that kind of shit before, but now we do. But you see, the brainstorming question can help. This one's really important. Again, what we're doing here is we're talking about ways to use this fill-in-the-blank question. These are not all the ways to use them. Just trying to give you enough ideas to get the wheels going, man. You come up with some better ideas, and hopefully this will be a tool that you can use for the rest of your life and certainly in better times, because the better times will be coming. So in what ways can I keep my morale in a good place? And I want to talk about that for a minute. I want to just kind of take a time out and talk about your morale and your well-being. In sales, we have these egos. We're used to being tough. We're used to behaving a certain way in front of other people. I want to tell you that you're especially allowed to be human right now. And there are going to be days when this gets to you. And I understand that there are days when it gets to me. If you're in a position to have people in your life that you can talk to about these things, I think it's very important that you do. And you know, just kind of get some advice from others and just bounce around, you know, like, you know, how everybody's feeling and everything. And certainly even on your own sales teams, I think it's very, very important. But the one thing that I always tell people when it comes, and even in better times, I've just said this for years and years and years, is that you have to stay ahead of your mindset in a way. And you have to stay, you know, be ahead of it. And what I mean is, don't wait until you feel like complete shit to do something to make you feel better or to take action. You want to stay ahead of it, especially when you're feeling good. Right now you might be listening to this and saying, Paul, brother, I'm good. I've never been better. I just feel very energized and alive, or whatever it is that you're feeling. You might not relate to that whole thing that I was saying about, you know, maybe having, you know, your morale isn't good and your kind of your mentality is gloom and doom or whatever. Even when things are good and you're feeling good, you want to stay ahead of it. So I'll give you a quick example of what I mean. I have a dear friend of mine that, and I've mentioned it before in this podcast, he was my drummer back in the days when I was younger and thinner and actually had long hair instead of this bald guy that you are hearing right now. And he moved to Florida, and you know, we get together every now and again, and I like to get together with him just because. But usually in the past, I would expedite getting together with him when I was maybe, you know, like there was a challenging time, or not even challenging time. That's why I kind of hesitate. I don't think that was the word or the phrase to use. But let's just say like things were hectic with my business and like, man, I just really need a recharge. I guess that's where I was going, when I really needed a recharge. And I guess it was about a month ago, month and a half ago, we were texting each other, and he says, hey, just putting it out there, but if you want to come down for a visit, and he gave me some dates, you know, going to be wide open. You know, we just completed an expansion of our back porch and all that. And at that time, I said, you know, I really, first of all, I just always like to see him and hang out and obviously drink and have cigars with him. But I said to myself, you know, for once, I want to be ahead of things. I think sometimes the best time to take care of yourself is when you don't need to and when you're not going through something. So that's an important message to you. Stay ahead of this. If you're feeling good, think of your thought process needs to be, okay, we're not going to just check a box because we're feeling good today. Your mission now is, how do I feel even better? In what ways? See, there I am practicing what I preach. In what ways can I feel even better? So now this question of, in what ways can I keep my morale in a very good place? Very important to brainstorm that with the team. And if you're a leader listening to this, be sure to actually ask them, and how are we feeling, folks? You know, how's everybody doing right now? And don't ask it and not give a shit. You have to ask it and give a shit, especially now. So the other thing that you can do, you can, you know, you could ask this question. You have to forgive me because I was writing down a bunch of things. Like, I always, whenever I'm doing a webinar, just so you guys know, and I do it with the Stan podcast too, I write down a bunch of ideas, and then right before I record them, I think of five more, and I write them down. And it's really kind of effed up when you can't read your own handwriting. So another question you might want to ask is, in what ways can I communicate that now is actually a good time to make a purchase? Now, I want to be clear about this one. It has to be legit, folks. I mean, and I'm not here to shit on the people who sell luxury items like a Cadillac or a Lexus or whatever. I don't know that. I mean, that I would be pushing somebody right now to do something like that. And again, if you sell those for a living, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just, you know, rain on your parade here, and maybe you have a different perspective, but it really has to be something to me that, you know, there is really good need for this particular product or service or whatever. But the question is, in what ways can I communicate that now actually is a good time to purchase? Don't forget, you ask this as a brainstorming question with your team by changing I to we. Now, on the personal side, let's go there. And that's one of the things that I wrote down right before I was about to push the damn record button here. So on the personal side, in what ways can we have some more fun with this quarantine? Because many families now, they're all together under the same roof. And that can pose some challenges. So in what ways can we have some more fun? And the other day, we decided, you know what? And it's simple things. It may not seem like a big deal to you. We said, you know, why don't we have a barbecue? We'll fire up the fire pit. We'll go outside and we'll hang out. And we'll just, you know, have some fun. So, you know, we were talking about that kind of stuff. And the other thing is you can maybe the opposite of that. In what ways can we give each other some more space? Because, again, we're all together 24/7. Maybe this is a good way to get some more space. And I hate to like post questions like this one in there, but I think it's something you have to think about. But in what ways can we stretch more of our supplies? And not that we want to even have a thought process about how we're going to stretch the damn toilet paper, right? But I mean, my thought process has been around the food thing. And I'll just let you in on this one very, very quickly. What I did when I saw this thing just going to shit real fast is I didn't run out and buy 10 million things of food all in one sitting. But over the last week, I really moved our food supplies up to the point right now that in our home, we have 1 month worth of meat and another month worth of what I call stretch items. So when we kind of ask the question, in what ways can we stretch the food, we're using a system right now that you guys might want to try. We call it one-on, one-off. And the one-on, one-off system is one night for dinner, we have a legitimate, you know, full meal, like a roast beef and mashed potatoes and a vegetable. The next night, it's a stretch meal. So it's going to be, you know, some kind of a pasta dish or whatever. I don't know about you guys. Maybe this is a New York thing, but we've always liked having breakfast for dinner sometimes. So tonight is the off night, right? Because yesterday was the on night. So on the off night, we decided we're going to do breakfast for dinner. And I'm not just talking about where it's just like we're eating one egg. Okay, there are your rations and you have to get by. Here's your potato and half a piece of stale bread. I don't mean it that way. What I do is I have fun with it. So one of the things I make a mean, and this is why it's nice when you have a fat father as your dad, like me, I'm talking about myself here, I make a mean homemade home fries. I make them awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be modest about that one. You notice I'm modest about my sales training prowess. But when it comes to food, man, I have never accidentally eaten anything. So I'm very, very mindful of how I cook. So that's what we do with the one-on, one-off thing. But you might want to put that out there and brainstorm it with your family. And you think about it, too. In what ways can we stretch our supplies? And I'm not doing it because of money. I'm not doing it because I think there's no food left in the stores. There are. I went yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. I just want to limit the exposure. And also, if things were to get nasty out there, I really don't want to be around a store if people are going to start getting shitty, which I have not witnessed yet, by the way. And I hope I don't. But I want to be in a position to kind of tap out and be away from it for a while. And right now, I just want to sit it out for a while and let this, you know, if enough people are practicing staying at home, it might really slow this down, or maybe slow it down enough for a cure or more a deeper explanation of what we know is going on with the spread of it. But also, you know, along those lines of safety and all, in what ways can we be safer? What ways can I be safer? I will tell you, and I can't be the only one, especially with this group that we have here. I never realized how often I touched my face, or when I would come back from shopping or being out. I don't want to come across as a slob to you folks, but I just never thought of when I was out in the past washing my hands, or even washing my hands for the length of a song. Now, that is what they're saying. So, things to think about. So, there you have it, folks. It's just a real simple problem-solving question. And I want to leave you with a few thoughts. The brain is a really interesting supercomputer. What you ask of it, it really does give you. And it gives you answers. Sometimes right in the moment. But in many times, it's running like a background program when you're off and you're having your meetings and everything else. If you've posed these questions to your brain, it's constantly looking for things. Somebody might say something in a conversation. If you're out and about, you might see something and all of a sudden you get your answer. You might be watching a TV show. All of a sudden you get your answer. So you have to be ready to ask of it. Now, you know, the example that I give to people is that if you're sitting in the same room that you've always sat in, things blend in because you're just not conscious of it. But what if right now you were to say to yourself, you know, identify all the things in the room that are blue? Suddenly your brain now focuses and searches out where that exists. It's the same thing here. But also, the same thing can happen with negative questions you ask of yourself, even the ones that you're kind of not aware of, but you're feeling, and therefore you're kind of asking the question. In other words, you know, why does this shit always happen to me? Kind of get answers. And, you know, your brain's not going to say, because you're a loser. Or why does this happen to me? Well, because you're fat, Paul. It's not going to necessarily do that, but it's just going to give me other negative things to put on my, you know, what else sucks about my life inventory that I'm taking. So I want you to remember that. And before you go, I just want to remind you of two things. Number one, don't forget the freebie that I offered you. We have over 300 plus audio sales lessons absolutely free for you, and you can get them by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com Thebrainfarm.com/app. And I also want to let you know that we have a webinar coming up this Thursday, March 26th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Can't join us live? Sign up anyway, because I always send out the webinar replay afterwards. And the title of this webinar is quite appropriate. It's called How to Sell During Uncertain Times. Now, some of the things that we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing 10 ways to add value while being more human. Now, before we go on, I just want to just explain the dilemma that all of us have right now. You have two radically different extremes right now with mindset and sales. One is that you stop selling. I think that is a horrific mistake. The wheels of commerce have to keep moving, folks. It has to. Otherwise, this is going to be devastating from an economic perspective as well as the health side of the equation. But then there's the other side of this. It's when you're selling hardcore, pushy, and you're being a real dick about it. In fact, no, you're being an insensitive dick about it. Can't we come up with something that's middle ground where we're not going over the top insensitive and we're not giving away the store and we're not tapping out and stopping selling and resting on our fortunes, which, let's be honest, we really don't have. We really don't. So we're going to talk about, again, 10 ways to add value and be more human. Two messaging tactics that you really need to implement immediately. 5 must-have messaging templates. 12 things that you really need to include in your cadence right now to stay top of mind, because people are, would you say, a little distracted right now and focusing in other areas than buying from you. But also, these 12 things that I'm talking about that you have to include in your cadence, you need them to overcome obstacles, stalls, and objections. So if you'd like to come learn with us, and I hope you do, because I'd love to work with you, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/keep-selling. All one word, lowercase letters. yoursalesplaybook.com/keep-selling. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you guys incredible health right now. I'm thinking a lot about you guys, and I'm hoping all is well. And God bless. We'll talk to you soon.